genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on each and every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is values. All of my guests will discuss values in business and in politics as well. My first guest has formed the value-centric cultures at such companies as Southwest Airlines and JetBlue. She's a human resources expert, and she's the founder of People Inc. We'll discuss how to create a company built on values. My second guest is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., and he's an expert on President Ronald Reagan. We'll discuss President Reagan's enduring legacy as president after being 100 years old, if he were alive today. My third guest is an expert in the real estate market. She's the CEO of the Real Wealth Network, a real estate investing group. We'll discuss the latest Case-Shiller housing figures to determine if the United States is in a double-dip housing recession. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Ann Rhodes, is president and founder of People Inc., an organizational culture consulting firm. Ann provides the inspiration and the strategic direction for creating a value-centric culture for her clients. Ann is an experienced human resources expert. Prior to founding People Inc., Ann served as the chief people officer for Southwest Airlines. She worked with the Promus Hotel Group, which includes such brands as DoubleTree, Homewood, Embassy Suites, and Hampton Inns, and she worked with JetBlue Airways. She's currently on the boards of directors of several companies, including JetBlue Airways, P.F. Chang China Bistro, and the Anderson School of Business at the University of New Mexico. She has an MBA in management, also from the University of New Mexico, and joining us from that state is Ann Rhodes. Hi, Ann. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for being our guest today, and thank you for writing your book. And let's dive right into it. Your book is titled Built on Values, Creating an Enviable Culture That Outperforms the Competition. And in the very first chapter of the book, you ask the question, is a value-based culture worth all of the effort? I think that's a good question. So to me, the purpose of a business is to make a profit, to sustain itself, and to attract and keep customers. So why then is a value-based culture so important?
I think it's critically important because it actually gives you the anchor. Most people coming into an organization don't understand what behaviors are required in that organization or what the organization stands for. They probably know the products, but the values actually talk about what the organization stands for. It tells people how to act and what's expected of them when they come in the organization if they've defined the behaviors behind the values.
All right. So it's an important anchor for new people coming in. What does it do in terms of helping profitability? What does it do in terms of sustaining the company on an ongoing basis?
Well, if you look at some of the companies that are values driven, and I know the Southwest and JetBlue stories more than others, and they both, Southwest has 35 years of being profitable. And what they really believe, a good culture is a competitive asset and that it really is associated with economic performance. And if you look at some of the studies coming out of like the University of Chicago and American Management Association, they concur. In fact, the University of Chicago had a great study, and they said that 25% of the returns in sample companies were accounted for by the relative strength of their corporate culture. And their culture of, you know, like the Nordstrom's culture, which is about customer service. If you look at them, they've been successful for many, many years. And they have a very strong culture around values.
All
at
right.
Disney, you know, think of the examples that you love.
All right. Well, Disney, being based out here in California, is also a great example to use. Mm-hmm. Let me go at it a different way, if I can, Ann, and let me ask you the opposite of that question. What's the biggest risk of not developing a value-based culture?
to me, the risk is that you will not retain and not build a model for people to follow in the organization and for customers to expect. So I think that the model around values and behaviors is talks to the expectation of the customer, too. Juniper Networks now is using it to in all of their customer advertising and telling people that their promise is really to deliver on the values and the behaviors associated with those values. So I think that actually what it is it's a relatively easy thing to do, but difficult to execute on. But the great companies that I know have done it for years and literally live and breathe that values model.
All right. Well, let's look at it this way, because obviously not all companies have a very clearly defined set of values. But if values are so important, then shouldn't all companies be looking to create and to maintain a core set of values?
In my models, I would say yes, because the ones I have worked with that were absolutely outstanding in their competitive set, they all had the values and they all had behaviors around those values. The problem sometimes comes that they either create too many of the values, they have 10 or 12 that people can't remember, or they forget to define the behaviors around the values. But I think every company has values whether they've defined them or not, and to me I would rather make it a culture and have the values by design rather than just happening. Every organization has a culture. And the culture is a direct result, to me, of the values of that organization.
All right. We're talking to Ann Rhodes, everybody, who's written the book Built on Values. We're talking about corporate values. So, Ann, give us, to make this a little bit more concrete for my listeners, give us some ideas of what are the ideal values that companies should adopt.
Every company should adopt ones that are customized to them. So there is no ideal model. There are organizations that are pretty obvious in some of the values they should have, like an airline. Safety should be obviously a very strong value for them, and it is for high-performing airlines. If you think about a Disney, obvious value would be fun, passionate. Those are the types of things that come to mind when you think of those organizations, and those happen to be some of their values. But for each organization, it should be unique to that organization. We tell them it should be designed around what they want to deliver internally to internal customers and external customers.
All right, Ann. Now, this is where it gets interesting because, yes, I agree that it should be individual values for individual companies. However, that said, within industries, aren't the values going to tend to gravitate towards one another? And let's just look at two. Let's look at Disney. Well, shouldn't Knott's Berry Farm be adopting some of the same values that Disney has? Or let's look at the hotel industry. You know, if DoubleTree has a certain set of values about the way they run their properties, shouldn't Hilton and shouldn't Marriott and some of the other hotel properties also embrace those same values?
Well, I would if I were them. Southwest and JetBlue have fun as a value. They also have safety as a value. They're in the same competitive sets. I would assume that you would find some that were similar. We're in 17 hospitals, and in those hospitals, obviously, one of them that's incredibly important is quality and integrity across the board in all those hospitals.
All right, so here's the follow-on question, and that is if everybody in an industry starts to embrace the same set of values, how do you differentiate one company from another?
The one who executes the best. I will tell you, you can have all the values you want. Think about some of the companies that we know that have been in the news in a negative way. They had values. It's just how they executed on those values. Execution is everything.
All right, so it all boils down to execution. All right, Ann, then let's get into some specifics. Let's talk about your past history, because you were part of the launch team for JetBlue. You were also instrumental in creating cultural values at Southwest Airlines and, as I mentioned earlier, DoubleTree Hotels and some of the other brands as well. So tell us your contributions to these companies and what differentiates these companies from their competition.
Let's just take JetBlue as the newest member. We sat in a room when there were only 10 of us and decided how we wanted to look and feel to our employees and to our customers. And we took the values that we thought would be most important for us in terms of executing on that model, and we defined those. And then we built behaviors behind those, and then we built an accountability model behind that. But literally, you have to blueprint your values in any organization. It doesn't just happen. And so we actually built a blueprint around that, around the behaviors, and then today we hold everyone, including the CEO, accountable for those behaviors.
Well, you, in fact, have something in your book, Built on Values, called the Values Blueprint. So what is a Values Blueprint, and why is it necessary?
Values Blueprint is actually the design that you want to see for your organization, which defines the values and then defines the behaviors. And then you extend that and talk about how are you going to communicate it, how are you going to hold people accountable. It's like anything that you want to do. To me, having a blueprint always ensures your success versus just thinking about it and talking about it. You literally need to lay it down on paper. You need to have people participate in that description that are at all levels of the organization. And if it's a brand new company, then you bring in prospective customers and that will help you define the values and the behaviors they would like to see as a customer. We bring in patients in the hospital world and say, patients who have had a good experience and a bad experience, by the way, we bring them in and say, okay, what would you like to see in terms of the values and behaviors in this organization? And so you get a definition around how you want to look and feel, and then you execute on that definition by continuing the blueprinting process.
All right, Anne. Well, help me then to differentiate between the values blueprint that you just talked about there and a mission statement and goals, which most every company on the planet at this point has a mission statement and goals. What's
right.
the difference between those two?
The mission statement usually hangs on the wall and no one can repeat it verbatim. I've written so many I can't tell you, and yet I can't repeat one of them. However, I can remember the five or six words that define the values in the organizations we've worked with that are values-based. The goals always will remain as part of an organization. We have goals in all of these organizations and talk about those on an annual basis and whether we're successful in meeting those or not. You have to have goals. Those are separate from the values and the blueprint.
All right, we're talking to Anne Rhodes, everybody, author of the book Built on Values, Creating an Enviable Culture That Outperforms the Competition. And so to keep those goals alive, you just mentioned the mission statement hangs on the wall. Nobody remembers what it is. So how is it then that the values-based culture is different? What are the keys to sustaining a value-based culture so that it doesn't just become a document hanging on the wall?
We say it's very clear. The leaders need to drive the values, and they need to show what those values and how they represent, how they are represented in the in their actions, in their behaviors. The collective behaviors define the culture of the organization, and we literally believe they directly relate to performance. So the way that it works is starts with the leaders.
All right, but in this changing world, Anne, leaders literally change their position every 3 years. I just read a statistic in public companies. It's about 3 to 3.5 years when CEOs turn over in major corporations. So when you have that kind of turnover, how can the leaders then drive the values? Because the leaders are out the door in just over 36 months.
We've had it at both JetBlue and Southwest, and I will tell you the values are still alive and well because everyone in the organization is living and breathing them. And everyone who comes into the organization hears about it the first day. In fact, they hear about it when they're interviewing. So if you take JetBlue and Southwest, who have both gone through changes recently in their CEO, in the CEOs there, that you will see that they are behaving the same way. They're hired to those behaviors. They are held accountable to those behaviors. Everyone throughout the organization supports it. My point is, though, it does have to be driven by those new leaders, too. So when they see the new leaders emulating the values and the behaviors, they will continue to believe that those are alive and well in the organization.
All right. Well, you touched on something, Anne, that was very intriguing, and that is tie the values to hiring, tie them to all the important processes like hiring. So what does value-based hiring look like if you are a hiring manager? What does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
Past behavior is predictive of future behavior. So if you can look at your A players and see how they behave in a way that is consistent, and you will find that happens. A players consistently behave the same way. They treat a customer the same way. They treat their internal players, their team members the same way. And if you can define those behaviors, you can hire to those by asking questions on how they have behaved in a past situation, because it is about 94% predictable that they will behave tomorrow in the same situation the same way. So if you can define the situation that you would like to have them talk about and you can see how they behaved, because they'll give you a behavioral example, then you can predict their success in the organization or not being successful in the organization. So if you want someone with integrity, one of the questions I always ask is, give me an example of a time when you put your job on the line, you knew that telling the truth would cause you to perhaps lose it. And they will give you an example. And people that have done it throughout their lives will have example after example.
All right. Now that's interesting, too, because we're going to get down to the value-based core of a company. Not only does it have to be there in the hiring process, Anne, but let's say I'm in a company, I get hired on a value basis, and they bring me into the company, but then I'm in the sales department, and at the end of the day, the sales department only wants sales. And, of course, I want commissions off of those sales as well. So how, in a value-based company, how do you keep the values still alive with people who are actually in and doing the job?
Oh, you keep them alive by showing them that you want the right results the right way. You don't just want results. In a values-based organization, you would get the sale, but you would get it the right way. And you might give up one sale that was probably not the right sale for you and not the right sale for the customer, but you would ultimately get the sale. So great organizations don't sell at any cost. You still have to live the values in terms of, again, the behaviors in the sales force. It's critical.
All right. Now, that makes sense. And let's draw back, if we can, for just a minute, Anne, and look at the bigger picture. If it's so important for companies to implement a cultural change based on values, why do so many companies fail at this?
You know, it sounds very simple, and certainly our book is a prescriptive on how to do it, but it sounds simpler than it is. It's difficult to do. It's not simple. But the great leaders that I have been around, and I have been around many of them, it's intuitive with them, and the people behind them see that. They hire people like them, and it goes all the way through the organization, and it makes it simpler when the leaders literally live and breathe those. And that's where we believe that people have been successful in doing this.
Great. We're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Anne Rhodes, everybody, author of the book Built on Values, Creating an Enviable Culture That Outperforms the Competition. Anne, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about your book or learn more about you and your company, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They're welcome to go to our website, which is PeopleInc, PeopleInc.com.
PeopleInc.com, and there they can find out more about you and about your book, Built on Values. And thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.